Adding up the regular budget and ancillary spending, the district will spend nearly $1 billion this year, with a deficit in the works and one likely next year. Clearly, that depends on what Albany sends out in a very harsh fiscal year. That's why district managers are delving into where the money will go and are looking at shaving $11 million in the planned budget. While that may not seem like a lot, that savings carries over in the planning for the year and the year after also. CFO Jeff Pritchard says it starts adding up pretty quickly.
If we find it, and there's a lot of things that Dr. Cash and I are looking at right now that we want to start diving into, in terms of efficiencies, cost reductions in certain areas, if we save that $10.8 million in next year's budget, that should continue on. Again, any cost savings you have, or if you can find a recurring revenue, those can carry on year after year after year.
It's important because much of the district bank account reserve is being spent on the new teacher's contract, and there are other contracts to be settled, likely with additional costs. Pritchard says the push for more charter schools and more charter school students would mean more money flowing to those charters, with some sticking to the district coffers and potentially allowing the closing of perhaps 3 schools, saving millions. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.